Welcome in. It's week four in the college football season. It is Taking Vegas week four edition, where I bring in Bobby Ventura from TakingVegas.com. Bobby, thanks for joining. We have a fruitful slate in front of us, but as I always do, I love when you throw that phone number out there because people hear it live on the air, but coming to the pod and on a Saturday like this, they need to know what number they can call you whenever they're questioning, you know, where to go and why.
And Stone, it's imperative before they move on any game, and there's a lot of juicy matchups this week, as we know, before they move on anything, give me a call just to make sure you're not on the right side of where the wrong money is going. 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-9-WIN-NOW. My private Steam games on a recorded line. 888-9-WIN-NOW, and they're free.
All right, got about 5-6 games to get to. We will touch on all of them. We will get Bobby's leans and what he's liking. Let's kick things off with Florida State Clemson. Florida State going to South Carolina to take on Dabo and those Tigers. Florida State laying 2.5. Total sitting at 55.5, which I think is somewhat high. I don't know how you feel about it. This is a noon kick on ABC. I like Florida State. I like Florida State a lot here. Just questioning why this line's sitting at 2.5.
Well, you probably thought it might be a couple of points higher if I'm reading you right, Stone. And,
yeah.
And listen, I mean, you're probably right, but let's not forget, you know, for the last 10 years, this team, Clemson, has been the king of the mountain. But before they were the king of the mountain, Florida State reigned for many, many years. And look, this is one of those games where Florida State goes in. You have to give them the benefit of the doubt. I know last week they stubbed their toe in a game against Boston College, which we discussed. It was the old sandwich game, the old look-ahead game, whatever you wanted to call it. I like Coach Norvell. I think this defense is going to be swarming. Don't forget, I mean, they returned, I think, 10 out of 11 starters on defense this year. This is a real team defensively. They got a ton of speed offensively, ton of weapons. I like them. Yeah, it just seems like this Clemson team doesn't have the same kind of feel that they've had in years past. I think their quarterback has really not grown into that role yet. I'm like you. I like Florida State in this game too, Stone. Again, I thought the line would be a little bit higher, but I guess they got to give Clemson and Coach Dabo that kind of respect. But you know, look for the Noles to go in there and reclaim the top of the mountain.
I think one of the coolest things when I hear experts like yourself talk, you went against Florida State last week, which I didn't necessarily like, but you did call it a sandwich spot, right? Which is normal, right? It's saying nothing wise, but I didn't believe it, right? Boston College. I covered the FCS. They struggled against teams like Holy Cross in Northern Illinois,
uh-huh.
And you were going to give Boston College those 28 points, and I wasn't buying it. I ended up, actually, I haven't told you this yet, I ended up laying the 28.5, which creeped all the way down to 24 by the time that thing kicked off, and
right.
I think this is a spot where, with an expert like yourself, on a week-to-week basis, you have a good grip on a top-five team in the country. So if you're ping-ponging back and forth, that's awesome. That's something that I think an audience can take, too. It's like, hey, he faded him last week, but he's back on him this week. It's like, it just shows how unbiased you are.
Exactly, and I'm all about numbers. Like, people think I'm a matchup player. Well, when they play this team, you know, that's going to be a great matchup, and you'll probably like this. I'm a numbers guy. I this whole game is built on numbers. It's dictated on numbers. When you saw the line coming down, as you mentioned, we know that there was weather in that area last week. We saw the line coming down to 24, and yet every bet, every ticket slip, everywhere was going on Florida State. You know, it was just a great spot. I'm glad you brought it up because you know I'm not a self-serving guy, but I appreciate that. But, you know, that's where I try and press upon people. No team is as good as they look in a given week. No team is as bad as they look in a given week. And remember this, and guys say this, I've heard guys say this in the NFL as well, you know, it's impossible to show up every single week. And then you'll hear people say, well, they're pros, they're supposed to show up. No, it's very hard to show up every day, every night, every week. And, you know, we see that in college ball, too. Look, you can't tell me that, you know, as they were preparing for Boston College last week, and it was a hard job for Coach Norvell to keep these guys focused, but you know, now you really can't do that all the time. You know they had one eye on this game. They've had it circled up since before the season started. They think they're the real deal, and they got a big chance to prove it on Saturday.
Yeah, it's just nothing but a prove-it game. I love that. All right, moving on. We're going to get to Ole Miss to Alabama as quick as we can. Ole Miss going to Brian Denny to take on Nick Saban and his squad. Alabama laying a touchdown, which, come on. They laid a touchdown in week one. They're laying a touchdown again. Vegas has no idea what to do with them. Total sitting at 54.5, 330 kick on CBS. I ain't doing a damn thing with Bama. And I'm questionable with Lane Kiffin. But at the same time, if I had to choose a side, I'm going on the Rebels. What about you?
Yeah, I would lean towards the Rebels in this one too, Stone. hey, look, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Bama was life and death to beat South Florida. I mean, a team that was on nobody's radar, nobody's scope. They couldn't do anything offensively. Yeah, I get it. There was weather in the area, too, and that obviously boded in there. But, you know, this is one of those kind of games that, again, it's a lean. I mean, it's not a game I would go crazy on. The line is telling you that this is not the same Alabama team we've seen years past. And it's also telling you that Lane Kiffin's bunch is going to keep this one close and with a shot to win. Look, he knows this team. He knows that stadium. He knows everything about Coach Saban. He was there. What is he going to do? I think he's going to try and speed up play, you know, get those defensive linemen on Bama gassed. And I don't see any avenue where Bama really wins this game, or if they do win it, cover the number of 7.
I agree. From an X's and O's standpoint, if you're Lane Kiffin, you talked about that up-tempo offense, you want to do that, but at the same time, you want to extend some drives, and then on the defensive side of the ball, put 9 in the box, dial up some pressures, and make Jalen Milroe beat you with his arm. He hasn't shown anybody that he can do that. You know the kid wants to get loose. Saban is starting him because he feels like he has to, so Jalen's not playing with any bit of confidence right now. This is a big spot. I think almost, in a sense, the Rebels are sitting in a blind spot. This is definitely going to get some coin out of me. I like Ole Miss and the points here.
And don't forget, in his DNA, Lane Kiffin, his defense. I mean, and you just made a great point. He's going to put 9 guys in the box. His father, Monty Kiffin, he would be pressure, 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 pressure. And that's exactly what you're going to see on Saturday.
Love it, love it. Well, okay, we're 2 for 2, agreeing, sitting on the same side. I love this. Trust me, I'm feeling good right now. Colorado going to Autzen, taking on Oregon. This one, of course, is going to get another 9 million viewers. This is a 3:30 kick on ABC. Oregon laying 20.5, the same line they got with TCU. Oregon, obviously a better football team than TCU, but same exact copy and paste line there. Over under track race. Can't wait to hear what phrase you throw out there. I know it's coming. 70.5 points is what they've posted. This one is not going to get a dime out of me. What about you?
You know, I can't believe Bo Nix is still in college football flinging it around. And he's in the Heisman talk. You know, when he was at Auburn, I mean, there was question that he made a lot of bad decisions. Yeah, he made a lot of bad decisions, a lot of turnovers. There's really not much on the defensive side of the ball for Colorado. I don't know how many games they can possibly get up for, you know, to start the season. Like we were just talking about, it's hard to get up every single week. I think it's one of those games, Stone, where it's you either got to like the home team and the over, or you just, like you said, stay away from the game. If I was leaning in this game, I would lean home team. I would lean over. It's going to be basketball on grass. You know, we had talked earlier, this week, and, you know, you were reservations about how Colorado is even going to score. That's a really good question, because I don't know how they're going to score. You know, but again, you have that old back, you know, that backdoor cover. But maybe Oregon is sick and tired of hearing about Colorado, and they just want to face them and put a whooping on them, and you might have that as well. So I would lean towards Oregon in this game. I would lean towards the over. But my only question is what you questioned too. Can Colorado score?
Yeah, absolutely. And you heard Dan Lanning in the preseason when Deion got hired, he said, hey, Colorado hasn't won a damn thing. I don't know why we're talking about them. I can't remember the last time they won anything that meant anything in this conference. So there goes that old, what has he been saying? Personal? It's getting personal. Yeah, it's personal for Deion. So excited to see what they got. Maybe I'll enjoy it the same way Mad Dog is going to cut a gummy in half, pour up a few drinks, and throw 10. I mean, I can't throw 10 dimes on it. That's obviously not my bankroll, but shouts to Mad Dog. And I think we're rooting for Colorado, obviously hiding behind the curtain, just rooting them on. But at the same time,
it's a great story.
We do expect Oregon just to take them back behind the shed and give it to them. All right, moving on. UCLA at Utah. This one's fun. A Chip Kelly matchup. Utah -5.5, over under at 52.5. I'm excited for this one. I think Utah handles UCLA. UCLA coming off a matchup against an FCS North Carolina Central team last year that really gave them no test. So you would think they've almost had a week and a half, 2 weeks to prepare for this game. I still like Utah. I might lay the 5.5, or this is a no play for me. What about you?
I think you got the right side. I think Utah is the side. This is not your UCLA team of a year ago. Their offense, to me, is not as potent as it was last year. I think the Utah team here you know, don't forget, I mean, in the last few years, Utah's let an early loss, you know, trip them up, you know, with aspirations to, you know, to basically, you know, go further in the, you know, down even to have a shot or maybe even get into the, you know, the playoff or whatnot. But, you know, there's been talk about this Utah team for a couple of years. Love their coach. Love what they do. I think you got the right side in this one, Stone. I think it's either Utah or nobody. I'm not a fan of this UCLA team. I think they get exposed this weekend. I think the line is telling you they're going to get exposed. I like Utah to keep the steam rolling. I think they're going to be shot to blow this one wide open.
When it comes to UCLA, I personally have a bunch of question marks. Do you think it's just a personnel problem? Like they don't have the guys, like the turnover is too severe for them? Because they just look out of sync. It doesn't look like the same UCLA offense we're used to.
It doesn't. I think they got that whole thing in their head. Remember that first game, opening game, the reporter grabbed Kelly as he was leaving the field and said, "Coach," he said, "we only had four possessions the whole first half. I'm sure you guys got what you want with the commercials," and he stormed off. I think this whole thing is playing in their head with the clock. I don't think they can play, you know, the kind of basketball on grass that they want to play. It's really hampering their style. There's not a lot of buzz. They've lost some key players offensively. I know they still got a few guys from last year too, but I just think this Utah team wants to get things done right this year. You know, again, in years past, they've had there's positions where after three games they've lost a game or after whatever. I think this is the year where they can put it all together going towards the end of the season. So that's why I'm leaning more towards Utah, not so much against UCLA, but more towards Utah.
Gotcha. I could not agree more. All right, let's keep this train of chugging. Miami going to Lincoln Financial in old Philadelphia to take on the Temple Owls. The Hurricanes laying 23.5. Kind of a low total, I guess, for a 23.5 point spread, but it sits at 47.5. Catch this one on ESPN2 at 3:30. I mentioned already that they're playing at the Link. Temple doesn't even have a real stadium, cough, cough, to even play in. Money line, I love laughing at some of these numbers, -2,500. Are you laying the points with Miami? This is a Bella de Ball game for the South Floridians down here who love themselves some Hurricanes. It seems like it's their year, right? They're going to be 5-0 going into that UNC matchup, but they got to win this one first, and are they covering 23.5?
You know, I mean, Mario Cristobal likes to play this close-to-the-vest type of game. It's not, you know, he's not one to go out there and freewheel. And it just seems like the U kind of keeps teams in games. Look, there's going to be people at this game, believe it or not, and there's going to be people rooting for the U, and there's going to be people obviously rooting for Temple, the home team. I just think this is a tough spot. You know, it's very, you know, I think they have Georgia Tech on deck too, if I'm not mistaken,
yes.
In the Hurricanes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so what we have, Stone, is, you know, his big problem with this team right now is trying to keep this team focused. And like you say, I mean, they got that North Carolina matchup, I mean, they could smell it, but it's still a few weeks away. I just think this is too many points. I would lean towards the home team in this game. I think I like the home dog. It's almost the same kind of scenario as last week with BC and Florida State. I like the home team to keep this game close. Obviously, I'm not a big fan of the Temple team, but I think they can keep this game close. I definitely wouldn't lay points with the Hurricanes in this one.
All right, Roger that. You heard that. Well, they're not very happy about hearing it, but South Floridians, he's laying the points with Temple. This, for me, is a no play. When Miami's offense goes into a lull, which we haven't seen this year, I'm just saying when it happens, it's just so hard to watch, and that's the last thing I want happening against a Temple team, and I don't want them ruining my Saturday, so I'll probably stay off of this one, or if I do go, it'll be on Temple. But I do root for the Canes. I always do. All right, big, big
sure.
Matchup. Save this one. Best for last, Bobby. Again, chatting with Bobby Ventura. You can catch us every week right here, Taking Vegas. This is the Week 4 edition. Bobby's from TakingVegas.com, and he's going to give his number out. Bobby, how about you just do it right now, just in case people need that refresher?
Guys, 888-9-WIN-NOW. My top Steam game of the week is absolutely free on a recorded line. And, guys, it's a matchup everybody's going to want to play, and you don't want to be against me on this one. It's free on a recorded line, my top Steam game. I've been coast-to-coast all week, as you know, Stone, speaking to as many people as I can all over the country. Absolutely free on a recorded line, my private game, 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-9-WIN-NOW.
All right, let's jump right into this one. Ohio State going to Notre Dame. Now, if this line weren't to be posted, what line would you have given it? I know you know what it is and you've already seen it, but I wouldn't have given it a 3. What would you have given it?
I probably would have given it a 7 for the road team. Yeah, I would have been all over seven. We've seen this before, Stone. We've seen Notre Dame in these big games, and they seem to get blown out of the stadium. I mean, but you know, if we want to call it the three and call it what it is, it's probably the Hartman factor. They haven't had a quarterback like this in quite some time. This is a guy that, look, I mean, he could throw the ball all over the field. He stands in that pocket. He's tough as nails. And he exudes confidence, and that's something that they haven't had in South Bend in a long time from the quarterback position. Yeah, I know there's been guys there that have had success, but it seems like so long ago, doesn't it? If you bring up names, you probably, they did, but that was 15 years ago. That was 20 years ago. That was 25 years ago. It's been a while. They haven't had that type of quarterback that's brought this kind of excitement in a very, very long time. Look, here's the way I see this game. I mean, as you mentioned before, this is a line that if it wasn't for Hartman, and I truly believe that that's the case, listen, this line would have been seven, but it's not, okay? And it's sitting at three. Hey, look, and we and you have talked about this many times. Ryan Day is the real deal.
Oh, my God.
The goods. He's going to have this team ready to rock and roll. I know there's a lot of question marks as far as Kyle McCord goes at quarterback. You know, and a lot of people are a little down on Ohio State this year. You know, they haven't won any of their games 63-7 or 59-0. They've been kind of pedestrian in their games. Don't let it fool you. They got one of the best coaches in college football. I like Notre Dame. I like Hartman. I just don't think they're going to have the kind of athletes to keep up with Ohio State, which they just – and there's going to be a guy come game time, you're going to be like, where did this kid come from? It's just like every time you watch Ohio State, they got these wideouts or these D-backs, and you say to yourself, where did they get this guy? And that's exactly what you're going to see on Saturday. I like Ohio State. I know it's a cheap line. Some guys are even talking about betting the money line on the game, which is about a buck and a half right now, $1.55. If that makes you feel warm and fuzzy, if you'd rather lay the money than the field goal, God bless you. Go do what you have to do. But I do think Ohio State is the side. I couldn't back Notre Dame with any confidence.
Talking about sixth-ranked Ohio State going to Notre Dame, taking on the ninth-ranked Fighting Irish. This game, College Game Day will be there. Pat McAfee will be there. First Take will be there. Josh Pate will be there. 7:30 kick on NBC, like I said, in Notre Dame territory. Ohio State laying three. Do you have a side as far as the over-under goes? I personally haven't checked the weather yet. Sits at 55.5. You feeling any type of way up or down?
Not really, because to be honest with you, I mean, Hartman could come out and light it up, but, you know, Hartman's got that kind of like, you know, when he's good, he's good, and when he's bad, he's bad. He's got that in him. I think the safest play in this game for anybody out there, if you don't even want to lay points, lay the money, because I can't see Ohio State going to South Bend and losing this game.
I agree with Bobby. Hey, we matched up on a lot today, and I had that circled, and I will be passing this information along, and you can catch us, like I said earlier, right here each and every week. This has been the fourth edition, week four of Taking Vegas, where Bobby Ventura from TakingVegas.com, you can catch him here, one of the world's finest handicappers. Love chatting with him. He's been hot. He's been right here giving you guys, people, what you need so far. Boston College was a big play for him last week. I'm still thinking about it. I'm the idiot holding the minus 28 ticket for Florida State, and they damn near lost the football game to a team that almost lost to an FCS team. Like, none of the math adds up, but the math is the math, and that's where you go. Bobby, any other games, any other freebies out there? And, of course, throw that number out there before we sign off.
Guys, 888-9-WIN-NOW. My private Steam game is yours. It is free. I've been coast-to-coast all week long. Guys, I'm so confident of covering this game, I'm promising the rest of the month of all my service free. If the game doesn't win, it's free on a recorded line, Stone. And it's a pretty, you know, juicy matchup that people might have forgotten about. But listen, it's a game everybody's going to want to play. You don't want to risk being against me, and it's free. 888-9-WIN-NOW. That's 888-9-WIN-NOW.
That, folks, is Bobby Ventura. I, myself, am Stone Labanos of ESPN West Palm. Bobby from TakingVegas.com. Catch us next week in the Week 5 edition. Let's Take Vegas.